Harlequin Best-Selling Author Collection and Harper Audio present Christmas Guardian by Dolores Fawson. Performed by Will Dameron. To Dakota and Danielle. Prologue. San Antonio, Texas. Jordan Taylor heard the pounding, but it took him a moment to realize it wasn't part of the nightmare he'd been having. Someone was banging on his door. He checked the clock on the nightstand. 3 in the morning. He cursed, threw back the covers, and grabbed his Sig Sauer, because visits at this time of morning were never good.
"Jordan, open up!" a woman said.
Not a shout, exactly, but close. He recognized that voice and cursed again. Shelley Mackey, his ex, both as a business associate and a girlfriend. He wouldn't need the Sig Sauer. Well, probably not. Since he hadn't seen or heard from Shelley in months, and since her voice sounded a couple of steps beyond frantic, Jordan decided to bring the gun with him anyway.
"You have to help me,"
Shelley insisted. She continued to pound on the door.
"Please, hurry!"
That got him moving faster. Shelley wasn't the drama queen type. Jordan didn't bother to dress. He pulled on only his boxers and raced out of his bedroom. Her voice wasn't coming from the front of the house, he realized, but from the door off his kitchen. Jordan sprinted that way. But the pounding stopped. He stopped too, just short of the door. He waited a moment, listened, and heard nothing.
"Shelley?" he called out.
Still nothing. That gave him another jolt of adrenaline. Shelley was likely in big trouble. Jordan lifted his gun as he reached for the doorknob. Then he heard it, the sound of a car engine. Someone was driving away. Not fast, more like easing away, the tires barely whispering on the brick driveway that encircled his house. Jordan unlocked the door, jerked it open, but he caught only a flash of the blood-red taillights before the car disappeared into the darkness. With his gun aimed, he shot glances around his heavily landscaped yard. He didn't see anyone, but the soft grunt he heard had him aiming his attention lower, to the porch. There was a basket with a blanket draped over it. "What the hell?" he mumbled. Jordan kept his attention on the yard, just in case the someone or something that had caused Shelley to run was still out there. He stooped down and lifted the corner of the blanket. A baby stared back at him. Jordan had never remembered being speechless before, but he sure was now. He looked beneath the blanket again, certain he was mistaken. No mistake. The tiny baby was still there. Still staring at him with eyes that seemed to ask, "Who are you, and why am I here?" Jordan wanted to know the same thing. He grabbed the basket, brought it inside so he could set it on the floor, and shut the door. He also reached for his phone and jabbed in Shelley's number. Each ring felt like a week-long wait.
"Jordan,"
she finally answered. He didn't know who sounded more frantic, him or her. "Talk to me," he snarled.
"Someone's trying to kill me."
Despite the baby in the basket bombshell, he wasn't immune to the fear he heard in her voice. "Where are you? I'll send help, and then you can come back for the little delivery you left on my porch."
"I'm sorry. I didn't want to do things this way, but I had no choice. They're after me because of the baby. He's in danger, Jordan, the worst kind, and I need you to protect him."
Him? A boy? Then it hit Jordan. He threw back the blanket and had a better look at that little face. Dark brown hair, dark brown eyes. About 2 months old at the most. He quickly did the math. He'd last slept with Shelley 9 or 10 months ago. Breakup sex. And he hadn't seen her since. Jordan groaned, and because he had no choice, he sank down on the floor next to the basket.
"I've sanitized my office," Shelley continued, her words rushing together. "Actually, I burned it to the ground. They won't find anything there, but I don't want them tracing the baby to you. Don't let anyone..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?